My biggest fear is if I'm on my porch at 90 years old and I would say, why didn't I? Why didn't I try? Why? Instead of why not? Instead of, you know, why didn't I try? Why don't you try? I don't want to live with that.
Hello, and welcome to How to Fail Successfully, the podcast that teaches the steps to success through the stories of failures. I'm so happy that you can join me as I interview some of my favorite people and encourage them to share their story with you. I'm Matthew Carrier, and this is How to Fail Successfully. Entrepreneurship is the path that I have chosen. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may have chosen the same path. It's a path filled with twists and turns and, yes, obviously, failures. Not all of us will make it, at least not in the way that we initially intended. As we have seen time and time again, and today being no different, a spirit of fortitude, a willingness to stare our fears in the eyes as we walk through them is a necessary recipe to continue on this path. And yes, I did emphasize the word recipe. The life of an entrepreneur is not always going to be rainbows and puppies, but as today's guest shows us, it does sometimes include cupcakes. Gigi Butler of Gigi's Cupcakes joins us today to share her story. It's a story that truly exemplifies the American dream. This episode is going to be a little bit different than all my other ones. This is going to be an uncut one single episode, and when we recorded this episode, it actually ended up being on my birthday. Gigi found out, she invited me into her kitchen, and I got to have Gigi Butler bake me some cookies on my birthday. I loved her story, but yes, in the middle of it, we're going to take a small little break and enjoy some cookies. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I'll see you at the end. Thank you so much, Gigi, for allowing me to come into your home.
You're welcome. First and foremost.
And not only that, but I showed up and she found out that today is my birthday and she instantly went to the kitchen and started making cookies.
Right.
And because she is who she is, she even allowed us to eat the cookie dough.
Well, you can't leave hungry, especially on your birthday.
So what we're going to do is we're actually having this sit-down interview conversation in her kitchen. And so when that oven dings, we're going to pause this episode and we're going to eat some cookies. So anyways, Gigi, so thank you so much for joining me on this podcast.
Thank you.
What I do is I like to just kind of go back to the beginning and have you tell my audience your story.
Okay.
And if you hear noises from the kitchen,
it's literally the kitchen.
We're literally sitting at the kitchen. I mean, why would we not have a conversation with GT and sit in her kitchen? So if we can kind of just go back to the beginning, tell us kind of how you got started. I know that, you know, I would prefer if you can kind of go into maybe even pre-Gigi Cupcakes zone.
Yes.
And let's kind of talk about that.
Lots of pre-Gigi.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, long story short, you had asked about my name, why it's Gigi.
Yeah.
And my real name's Gina, so we can start with that. When I was a kid, my older brother had a kid. He was a child, so he had a kid right out of high school. And she couldn't say Gina, so she would call me Gigi. So that was always my nickname when I was growing up, and for a long time has been Gigi. And when my dad was always an entrepreneur, and we would have Potbelly Pig businesses, restaurants, arcades. He was a fireman, hair salons. So we were taught as a child growing up that just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. If you fail, family's here, God's got your back, and just keep going. So I was literally taught to just have no fear when I was a child. And at 15, I wanted to start my own business. So I decided to open Gigi's Cleaning Company. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, my dad starts businesses all the time. How hard could it be, right? So took some mops and buckets and cleaning supplies and walked a mile to an assisted living place called Mayflower Gardens and knocked on doors. And that was the birth of Gigi's Cleaning Company.
Let me just pause you for 1 second. So your dad was an entrepreneur.
Yes.
I'm assuming every business that he started was successful.
Mm-mm. Oh no. Oh no.
So, so what did you learn from a young age from your parents?
I learned from a young age a lot of what not to do,
right.
and that not everything you try is going to be successful. But I think the key to life is just trying. Mm. And my parents have always had such free spirits, and they've always just, let's do it, let's go for it, let's try. So that's how I was raised. And I don't think a lot of people are raised that way, mm-hmm. so that's why they're so afraid to take a leap and step out on faith. Mm.
Love it. So you started
Gigi's Cleaning Company. I did residential and commercial cleaning.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
At 15.
Okay. Tell me about that. I mean, what did your parents help you get started filing, I don't know, the LLC or just kind of?
No, didn't. I just did it myself.
You just did it.
I just did it. I had a friend that really believed in me. She was an older lady, and I started singing with her. She played piano, and I started singing at 7.
Okay.
So we would go do gigs, lots of weddings and a couple funerals. And I don't know how many times I sang Wind Beneath My Wings, probably more than Bette Midler sang it at weddings starting at 7.
Yeah.
And then she was a fantastic business person. So she helped me put a whole thing together for my cleaning company.
Wow.
Yeah. She was great.
When you say the whole thing, you mean like a business
plan? My portfolio.
Plan? Portfolio.
And
okay.
At 15, I had a portfolio and my business plan.
Okay.
And a bank account. And I started doing lots of bids on commercial cleaning also.
So were you like, hey, mom, dad, can you drive me to this appointment so I can go get more business?
Well, they would. And they would do it. They would awesome. Do it. They just, oh, sure. Come jump on in, I'll take you to the house clean. And they would just
Amazing.
Take me down the road and come pick me up. And then at 16, I got my car.
Yeah.
So I was freedom.
So talk about, when was like the first time you knew, okay, this is actually something? I mean, your first employee? I mean, what was like the moment where you said, I've got something here?
I don't think, the cookies are done.
Yeah. The ding. The ding.
The ding.
I'm going to keep it rolling just
okay.
for fun.
Oh my goodness. Actually, we need 2 more minutes on these babies.
Okay.
Do you like them crunchy or soft? Which kind do you like?
Probably soft.
Okay, so maybe we should take them out. They need 1 minute and then they will be perfect for you. Okay.
This is exciting. So everyone that's listening, I want you to feel jealous.
I wish okay? you could smell it.
So
do you smell
is,
this right now?
This is the new age version of the cooking shows,
yeah. Yeah, right.
It's all audio.
It's all audio.
You don't get the benefit of seeing it. You just get to hear us talk about
it. You can
imagine
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back to your childhood, everyone.
Yeah.
Picture your grandma's house right now.
Where's the Christmas music?
And what would it smell? Well, I had it on when you got here.
I know. We turned it off for the recording. So what was the moment you said, I think I've had something here?
Well, I really didn't ever think of my cleaning business as something. It was just a means to an end. I wanted to always be a country music singer.
Oh.
So at 7, I decided I was going to sing and write and move to Nashville.
Okay.
So my cleaning business was just something to give me money for my, quote, quote, big dream.
Got it. So at 7 years old, you were already hitting up
that was
every...
It. Yeah, that was it.
Every wedding and funeral.
Oh, I started singing locally at 10.
Okay.
And then I started, you know, the pageants and Christmas pageants and talent shows. And so I would do all of that circuit.
I mean, I would love to kind of just walk down that path just for a second, because
okay.
I know that a lot of our listeners do, you know, are artists and,
mm-hmm.
or love music.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, what was, I guess, what shifted out of that? What happened there?
As far as...
Well, that was your dream. That was
right.
your big goal.
That was the biggest lesson I've ever learned, is that you think you're on a path... Oh, darn it. Hold, please. Gotta get the cookies out.
She says, this is the biggest lesson I've ever learned.
Dot, dot, dot.
I'm out.
Okay, but we can't burn the cookies.
No. All right, so I'm going to bring us back into this episode after a great break. That's what life, you need in life sometimes. You just need to take a break and have a cookie.
That's right.
All right, so you were saying that the one of the biggest lessons you learned in life was when had to do with the music. Can you kind of talk about that?
So at 7, all I had wanted to do in life was sing and write. That was it. So from 7, I had blinders on, and everything was just a means to an end to make my career go. And I think the hardest lesson I ever learned, and I'm still learning, is that you can have a dream and have this path, but God has something completely different for you down another path, but you're still going down this path, and you think that that's where you're going to be. In reality, it's not. And when you hit a dead end, the people that succeed are the people that still keep up and recreate themselves and find another path and another dream. It's the people that hit the dead end and go, I'm a failure, I'm never going to do anything, I'm too afraid, and stop, is where you won't be successful. Because every person in the world that is successful have failed thousands and thousands of times.
There's so much to digest in that statement. You know, I think the skeptic would say, well, when is it time to walk away? When is a closed door a closed door versus how do you know to kind of break down a certain door or to know that that's just a shift and a pivot within your life?
Yeah, that's the timing of it. That's that we're really listening. My brother Randall, about 3 years before I stopped music, he called me. He's like, you just need to do something else. Like you can't keep going. No, I'm going to be fine. So I was having signs of people telling me this, and I knew it, but I had to be the one that said, it's time, and have that epiphany on my own. So it's different for everybody. It really, truly is. You can't say, oh, it's time now. Okay, this is the perfect time to stop and find a new dream. I think when everything becomes difficult, and it's not a love anymore, and it's not something you enjoy anymore, is when it's time to turn around and find a different path. Mm.
Was it heartbreaking?
Totally. I was completely devastated.
Yeah.
I felt like a total loser. And what am I going to do? I had no direction, no money, no hope. And I lived in that space for like 2 years, going, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm 30. Well, I really stopped at 30, about 30, 29, 30. What am I going to do with my life? Mm. I'm a loser. So in that time of feeling that way, I decided to start recreating myself and really working on me on the inside. And so I got into books and self-help books, business books, the Bible, anything I could read to be a better person and to find a different path, that's what I did. And finally, the pain of the why me, you know, because you're like, why God, why, turned into, well, okay, if I'm just going to be a house cleaner, this is just my path, I'm okay now. Mm. I can do this. So that's when things opened up, because I was open for a new dream. But it took a couple years to be open to something new.
Was there shame? Was there a little shame there? Because, you know, I've spent 30 years of my life pursuing this.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, you know, certain people say, you're not going to do it. You're not going to be successful.
We told you you wouldn't do
it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, that voice in your head says, well, maybe they were right.
Right. I think there's a lot of shame. And I think that's a reason why people won't try to do things, because they don't want to fail. Mm-hmm. And they don't want the embarrassment of people knowing that they didn't succeed. So it's really pride, too.
Yeah.
And you have to get over, I had to get over lots of pride, but I cleaned houses, so cleaning toilets, there's not a lot of pride there.
You practice it.
You know, I practice it on a daily basis, you know, when people are, you know, you're picking up people's cat poop, it's a totally different realm of life, so.
do you remember, just out of curiosity, Do you remember if there was like a particular book that you read that kind of stuck with you, helped a lot?
The two books that I read that completely changed my life, and one was because I took it on the road with me right when I decided I might do a cupcake shop in September 2007. And I went to Mexico with some girlfriends, and we got stuck there. We were in a hurricane. It was, finally got home, but I was reading the book Your Best Life Now by Joel Osteen. Uh-huh. And I got home and I thought, if I can, I'm back in America, I survived, I'm going to do it. And that book really changed my thinking to going, okay, I can do it. And then I read a book, I've read so many books, but the two is called The E-Myth Theory by Michael Gerber. And it was right when I first opened my first cupcake shop and I knew I needed to grow because there was such a demand. And that book really teaches you how to let go to grow.
Mm. Which sounds like what you had to do with your music as well.
I've had to let go of everything in my life, and it's extremely painful.
Yeah.
But rewarding.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing for people that are currently experiencing failure or are in that in between, is that they don't realize that, you know, maybe there is that success right around the corner.
Right.
You know, there is that dream fulfillment.
Right.
That satisfaction.
Right. Right.
But most people just stop there.
Right.
And they go back into their safety and their comfort zone because they're like, this is where I feel most comfortable.
Right.
So I'm going to go now. You're 30. You said, you know, maybe it took you a couple years to sort of start finding, I guess I would say, becoming who you feel like you were.
Right.
Meant to be.
Right.
What got started with this, I'm going to open up a cupcake shop?
Well, I expanded my cleaning business. I hired girls to help me. I paid off my bills. I had a home. I was finally in this secure spot that I'd never been in. And I felt great about where I was. Like, okay, God, is it that this is all for me? If this is only what you have for me, I'm okay with it now. I'm at peace. Well, that's when things happen. Is when you are at peace and you're completely open to new things. So I was cleaning a client's bathroom one day and my brother called me. He had stood in line at a cupcake shop for 2 hours in New York City.
And you're like, who does that?
People.
Yeah. And, well, we know now.
Yeah, we know now. And he called me from Central Park and he was eating a red velvet cupcake and he's like, you need to open a cupcake shop. And I was like, what? I'm cleaning a toilet right now. I can't talk to you. Thank you. Enjoy your vacation. He's like, no, wait. Your cupcakes are better than theirs. You need to open a cupcake shop in Nashville.
Wow.
And that was when I was like, oh, my goodness. Why not? Why not me?
Wow.
So that's what happened. And I went forward from there.
And I apologize. I know you've probably told this story a million times, but I kind of want to know, okay, so you went forward from there.
Okay.
You had your cleaning company.
Right, which kept me in business. I mean, it really helped me.
So you kept the cleaning company as you were opening up?
I kept the cleaning company until I had 13 stores open.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to let go of my baby.
Wow. Because
that was my security once again. That was what I had since I was 15.
Right.
And everyone's like, let go. You can't do it all. No, I can. You know, 13 stores later, that was extremely painful to let go. But I went to four banks. I had great credit. I had a little bit of savings. And I had been in business 17 years at the time. And I went to four banks, and they all laughed in my face. And they're like, cupcakes.
Why do they laugh in your face?
They're like, literally, my banker, I sat in front of my banker and I said, I'm going to open a cupcake shop. I need a loan. Are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I'm not kidding. He's like, are you crazy? You're only going to sell cupcakes here in Nashville? I'm like, yeah, it's going to work. We don't think it's going to work. Bye. Four banks later. So I took out $100,000 cash advances on my credit cards, and I went for it. I was scared to death. I had $33 left to my name when I opened my doors February 21st, 2008. And I was just, I didn't know what I was doing. And I just knew that I had to survive, and here we are.
I mean, there's a little bit more in there than here we are, but
well, yes. There's nitty gritty if you want to hear that.
There's definitely some nitty gritty in there.
There's some major nitty gritty.
Well, you know, as I, because I do know a lot of your story.
I'm so sorry. Keep eating. Took a bite of cookie.
No, just God. Keep eating. No, this is
so rude. It's in front of me.
This is casual. Okay. Okay?
I can't help myself.
Okay. My question is though, why take the risk?
Well, my biggest fear is if I'm on my porch at 90 years old and I'm looking out going, and I have all the wisdom then and all the experience, and I would say, why didn't I? Why didn't I try? Why? Instead of why not? Hmm. So that's my biggest fear.
I love
fear.
That, yeah.
Instead of why, you know, why didn't I try? Why don't you try? Hmm. I don't want to live with that.
But did you have joy cooking and baking? And
then I did.
That was always something you did while you were running your company,
right.
and loving music. You still always baked.
Right, yeah. Always. Yeah. My great-great-grandmother in the turn of the century opened her first bakery in Oklahoma called Bill's Bakery. So it's in our line. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone in my family bakes. Everyone. I mean, it's an art. I just didn't think I would be doing it for a living.
Right.
And I didn't realize how much joy it brought me. And so that's the thing. If something brings you joy and you love it, and something else you're trying to beat your head against the wall and it's not working, maybe you should turn around and go down that path that brings you joy. Hmm. So that's all I did, was just go down a different path.
One of the things I'm curious about, I do have friends that are bakers, and you know, they make little gift bags for people,
right.
You know, over the holidays. Why go and start a brick and mortar versus, you know, trying it maybe a little bit more casually, right?
I mean,
take out $100,000?
Yeah. Well, I just don't like to just tiptoe on things. I think I wanted to be the first bakery that did this in Nashville. I wanted to be the first.
Yeah.
Because the first is always the best.
Yeah.
And the first is what people remember. I wanted to be that big dog on the porch. So when you're the big dog on the porch, you have to take really big risks to be that big dog.
I love that you said that. So I already told Gigi this, that when I was at school here, right after I graduated, she opened up this store that she's talking about. And I remember a lot of us talking. We're like, a cupcake?
Yeah,
you know, a cupcake store? But every single girl that we wanted to hang out with wanted to go to the cupcake store.
That's right.
So every gift we had to buy was cupcakes.
Right.
You know, it just kind of started from there. And so that's why I'm so excited that 10, 11,
isn't that amazing?
12 years later,
isn't that amazing?
We're sitting here together. So so thank you for allowing me to get my date something. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you took the risk. You like jumping into the deep end.
Right.
I would say, possibly that might come from you come from a line of entrepreneurs that did
right.
the same thing.
Well, what I've learned is people that are very brave go down in history. People that are passive and just sit on the sidelines, no one ever talks about them. So I want to be that person that people talk about, good or bad, because you got the haters
if
too.
If that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will.
I mean, I'm not sitting on the sidelines
right.
because no one's going to talk about that.
Yeah.
People are going to talk about, dang, man, she's got some
yeah.
courage.
You know?
Good, great. She is so brave. Right. How does she do that? I don't want people to go, well, yeah. You know, I don't want to be that person where you're like lukewarm.
Right.
You just, no.
What's the point? Yeah.
Don't be lukewarm. And even God talks about it in the Bible. Like, he spits out lukewarm
right.
stuff. Be hot or be
or cold.
Do something. But make history.
Right.
And everyone I feel in my heart is here for a purpose. I just think most people are so afraid to create their purpose and make it happen that they sit on the sidelines. Mm. Mm. And that is my, I think that's what I'm, my purpose. Mm. I think that I've gone through so many hard things and I've done so many, God has done, opened so many doors for me that my purpose now is to tell people, be brave. Because when you go and you jump in the deep end, over there, the reward is so much greater. Mm. And if I could just help one person step out on faith, that's my purpose.
I mean, I'd love to just end this episode right there on
and
that.
Drop the mic. Boom. GG out. That's me. Okay.
I think you need to make a t-shirt that says that. With a cupcake, just dropping a Boom. Cupcake.
That would be really funny.
I love to ask all of my guests these two questions.
Okay.
And the first question is, how would you define failure?
Wow. I've never... How would I define... Oh, okay. I define failure as this. Someone that doesn't take the risk. And maybe had hit a dead end or had hit a big hill and they weren't brave enough to go over that hill and find a way to get around the hill and just sit there on the bottom of the hill, that's failure.
Is there a risk that you feel like you should have taken that you didn't take?
Nope.
I love that.
But there's a risk coming up that I'm about ready to take that I'm scared to death about, and I'm going to do it because I feel like even if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to be sitting on my porch. And it is a huge move, like a huge move, and it's happening this next year. And I'm scared about it. And I have to remind myself that I've, first of all, done this before. But second of all, even if it fails, I'm not going to be sitting on my porch going, oh, why didn't I?
So for all the curious, anxious listeners, you're not mm-hmm. closing down all your Gigi Cupcake stores.
No.
Okay.
No.
I just,
no.
Some people might have
that.
Had some panic attacks.
So I sold the company 3.5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and I have the original store down on Broadway still, mm-hmm. but I wrote a book called The Secret Ingredient, mm-hmm. by the way, Recipes for Business and Six, no, Recipes for Life, no, shoot. Recipes for Success in Business. Yeah, I wrote it, sure. And I wrote that. I do a lot of public speaking, and it's time that I do something else with my life. So I love Gigi's Cupcakes. I will always be my baby, and I will always be the founder.
It has your name.
And it has my name, but it's time to be brave and start new.
Well, we're all excited when you're ready to make that announcement. We're all so excited about it.
I can't wait to come back on and tell you about it.
That's great. Well, so you define failure. How would you define success?
I define success not through money, because money is just something that happens when success is fun. And whatever, and people can have money and lose money, have money and lose money. Money is tangible. But success is something where you feel at peace with something, that you're doing something in the world with a purpose, and you love what you do. And I know that sounds so trite, but if you don't love what you do, are you successful at it? Even if you're making money, if you hate it, you wake up every day and you're hating it, is that success? I don't know. But success for me is someone that's at peace where they're at and loves their life, and they're living their purpose.
Are you successful?
Yes, extremely successful. Now, money comes and goes. It's very tangible. That doesn't mean I have money all the time, which I wish I did.
But by your definition,
yes.
Are you successful?
Yes.
I love that.
I'm very successful because I've tried.
Love it. Oh, this has been such an incredible conversation. So
thank
you so much.
I've loved it.
I got cookies out of it. I learned a lot.
Well, so, I appreciate it.
Thank
it's
you
been
so
wonderful.
Much. Yeah, I really do appreciate it. And I hope that when next year on this new venture, we can all celebrate with you.
Well, we have to sing happy birthday to you. I'm sorry.
On
Sydney,
the podcast,
help me.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sweetness.
Oh, I like that.
Because you've got cookies. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. I was expecting
welcome.
Wind Beneath My Wings, but that's good. That'll do.
You are the wind beneath.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, this is Gigi Butler. She does have a book. She butchered the title of it, but I think she can try it again. What is the title?
It's called The Secret Ingredient. It's anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And you tell your life.
I tell my life story in it. And It has a recipe at the end of every chapter that kind of goes with the sections of life, savory and sweet, and then it has a business lesson.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And go find her on, tell me your website. Gigi.
Official Gigi Butler on Instagram and Facebook and gigibutler.com. You can socialize with me.
Love it.
Thank you. Gigi.
Appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to encourage and challenge you today. One of the hardest things that we can wrestle with is the concept of knowing when it's time to walk away. I mentioned in earlier episodes that I was or slash am that musician. I was that athlete. I heard the, it's just not for you. You don't have the talent. Maybe you should find something else you like doing. And I want to say this to you. If you're still in the fight, keep fighting. If you're needing some encouragement, reach out and I'll be there to push you to keep going. But if you think it's time to close that door, let me know and we can grieve together and then we can start thinking through what the next venture looks like for you. Walking away from your passion does not mean that it's the end. For Gigi and many others, it could be just the beginning. So send me your thoughts. If you've recently had to walk away, how did you know it was finally time? Hit me up on Instagram at failsuccessfully and let me know your thoughts. Again, that's Instagram at failsuccessfully. I'll see you next week.